Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Harford County has recorded its first overdose death involving the powerful opioid carfentanil. The synthetic drug is used to tranquilize large animals like elephants and is 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more deadly than heroin. The sheriff's office says toxicology tests confirmed the drug in the victim's system, but it is not releasing any additional information. Anne Arundel County has reported 3 carfentanil deaths over the past few months, and there has been 1 in Frederick County. Maryland State Police have released 911 calls made just before a wrong-way driver was involved in a deadly crash on Route 50 near Annapolis.
I'm on Route 50 East at exit 29A. Lots of traffic. The car just went the wrong way, heading towards the Seven River Bridge, dodging oncoming traffic.
Investigators say the calls are helping them to determine where 22-year-old Laura Murphy entered the roadway Wednesday.
Coming head on down all 3 lanes, eastbound, and it was going westbound in our lanes of traffic, and it was totally out of control.
I wonder if you guys got the call that the car going the wrong way on 50.
Yes, sir. We haven't.
Police believe Murphy may have entered the eastbound lanes around Baydell Drive, driving the wrong way for about a half mile before crashing into an SUV, killing herself and 66-year-old Robert Skidmore of Cape St. Clair. Murphy's 14-month-old son was injured and remains hospitalized. As more controversy swirls around the White House, some of President Trump's backers say they are still strongly behind him. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Take the Jim Comey memo that the president pushed him to drop the Mike Flynn investigation. Jacqueline Hedrick in Chicago doesn't believe the former FBI chief.
I am completely and 100% behind Donald Trump.
In Florida, Mike Pierce says he's tired of Democrats piling on the president.
They think they're going to get somewhere, but this guy's got too thick a skin. It's not going to bother him in the long run.
But it does seem to be bothering him right now.
Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media.
More unfairly, the president says, than any politician ever. But Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says it's all self-inflicted. He says Democrats and Republicans are obligated to investigate what the president's doing for democracy's sake.
We are at a very significant moment. This is our watch.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And children in Baltimore will get free dental work that includes exams, emergency care, and tooth extractions. The Sharing Smiles event will take place on Sunday on Baltimore's West Side. Children under the age of 18 who are uninsured or underinsured are eligible to participate. Dental treatment will be provided at no cost. Treatment spots will be available the day of. However, interested parents can find more information on the Cool Smiles website to register for services in advance. Cool Smiles, founded in 2002, is a network of local dental offices expanding their services to children and families in underserved communities. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.